Yeah, so kind of the big focus for 2023 was getting projects started for in our building projects. And so we received some legislative funds to work to build a kind of heated shop and lab area. And then also we received some legislative funds to build kind of a smart feedlot. And Carrington, along with Streeter or the Central Grasslands REC and Hettinger RECs, all received similar types of money to where we could expand our feedlot and smart feedlot footprint. And so that's kind of on the building end, that's kind of what we're focusing on. We're in the just about ready to open the bids up, open for bidding on our feedlot building. And so we're going to be looking at a monoslope building, steel building that will house however many cattle we can put in there, hopefully up to about 100, 120. And then those cattle will be fed using smart feeder and hopefully smart water technologies.
Yeah, and that was something that looked pretty exciting, and you'll be able to learn a lot from those projects.
Yeah, our hope is with some of these, with the intake systems that we're hoping to put in, is we'll be looking at, you know, how those animals behave when they come to the feeder, what kind of some of their preferences are, and then how pecking order gets established when we commingle new calves together or commingle or, you know, move maybe a ranch's operations calves, so they'd wean calves in the fall, and then maybe they would move that whole group of calves into a pen and just see how the pecking order changes between those calves that have been around each other all their whole lives, and then also calves that have been just freshly commingled with other calves from around the state.
And something in the article here that you kind of touched on was sort of, I mean, we think about precision technology when we're dealing with crops and things like that, but there's some opportunity there for livestock as well.
Right. So, yeah, like on the feeder end, you know, we can look at animals' health just based off how much they're eating. So if we run in like these smart intake systems, these smart feeders, we can see the drop of those calves that go off on feed. And so we can expedite treatment to those animals, whether it be for bloat or acidosis or even for like BVD and those things, BRD.
And essentially, so this research is meant to help, I'm guessing, producers do their job in a more efficient manner, that sort of thing. What are you hoping that this research will tell people or how people can use it?
Well, I think a lot of it will be, especially for, like, if a producer would focus on something like this, you could really start to tease out some genetics of your herd. You could look at some of your high-performing calves that are pretty efficient on feed compared to those that are less efficient, and for a producer to make maybe genetic changes in their herd. Same way with feedlot, they could be looking at, granted that'd be on a much bigger scale, but they could be looking more at the health side of things to expedite treatment for calves.
All right. Anything else as we look ahead to 2024 before we let you go that you'd like to mention?
I think that between the three RECs, Carrington, Hettinger, and Central Grasslands, you know, we'll be putting a lot of this in, and there'll be probably a little bit of heartburn, but that's going to be us setting it up. And looking at these systems is kind of hopefully going to help producers. We get some of the bugs and the hiccups out of the way for producers that would be looking to implement some of these devices.